views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What if your child could learn from empowering and loving approaches to education? What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Imagine a community of people learning practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. If you find yourself worried about decisions your kids make and are just not getting through, Teaching from the Heart Radio will help you discover new ways to connect with your kids on a heart-based level while guiding you in bringing the fun and inspiration back into parenting. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. Now, here's your host, Julie Kay.
Woo! And a great big hello and happy Monday morning, everyone. This is Julie Kleinhans, and you're listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. I hope you had a relaxing weekend and you're ready to start this week creating great things for yourself. And it's my intention, as always, to help you start off the week feeling inspired to create wonderful things in your life and the life of your family. And the reason I love doing this the show so much is because I get to start the week off mixing it up with amazing guests that are here to help you work through some of the most challenging issues that you may be facing as a parent, an educator, or that special person in the life of a kid so that you can help them to find their own place of happiness and well-being. My purpose, my passion, and my intention for the show is about supporting parents, educators, caretakers, and our kids, as well as the entire community, to create an environment of well-being through a deeper connection on a heart-based level. And clearly, our world is in need of a major paradigm shift so we can create a better future, a peaceful future for our kids, a future where they can all thrive. And I don't think that there's anyone listening to this right now that isn't in agreement with that. And we can't just accomplish real world changes with the attitude of complacency. Our collective complacency has gotten us to the point that we're currently living. And as a world, we deserve better. And the old belief system of they will take care of it for me or for us is shattered. And so now we're each beginning to realize as individuals that it's up to each and every one of us to do what is necessary to bring change to our world. And the one thing that we all agree upon is that we want to create and we must create a better world for the future of our kids. And I'm so humbled to be on the radio speaking my passion, speaking my truth about education, parenting, the community, and our kids. So if what I'm saying resonates with you in any way, I invite you to join with me in being a part of the collective movement that's moving from a logical mind space in our approach to teaching our kids to that heart space. And in that heart space, that's where all possibilities exist. That's where miracles occur, and that's where our power to change our world resides. So to learn more about me and the work I do with parents, kids, youth practitioners, and educators, you could go to my site, mindfocusgeneration.com, and while you're there, you could sign up for my newsletter and receive your free gift, my 30-day creation planner, which guides your kids and youth in raising their vibration through imagination, through meditation, and the use of uplifting thoughts, words, actions, and deeds. And it will also help you to apply the universal laws in your daily life and also in the lives of teens and young adults. I'm all about supporting parents, teachers, and kids and the community, so please get in contact with me. Let me know what's going on with you so I can help you create more of what you want in your life. Please stay with us for the next hour so that you can experience the power of living in this heart space, because my very special guest today is going to speak about something that we usually don't hear experts talking about when it comes to marriage and our families. The message my guest brings is one of strength and a higher sense of loving oneself in order to be strong enough to stay in your marriage rather than giving up and leaving because you won't face your own inner issues. I mean, think about this. How many marriages end in divorce because one or both partners refuse to look at their own inner issues and decided, hey, it's so much easier to walk away and blame the issues in the marriage on the spouse. And in turn, they avoid the issues that are within and they just give up. But at what cost? What's the damage being done to our children? What's the damage being done to ourselves and our future by continuing to avoid these inner issues that we have and breaking up the family unit because of this? So my amazing guest, Miss Jacqueline Green, is here to talk about being strong enough to stay. And for those of you that don't know my guest, I want to tell you a little bit about her. Jacqueline Green was born in the U.S. and grew up in Canada. Prior to having children, Jacqueline worked as a communications professional, with one career highlight being her time as the executive assistant to the Minister of Public Works in Alberta legislature. She was delighted to quit her full-time position to have children at the age of 30. Soon, though, her dreams of family bliss turned into a nightmare of overwhelm as she faced her own serious issues that got in the way of being the parent she really wanted to be. From postpartum depression and anxiety to anger and debilitating perfectionism, her message is one of profound hope based on her own personal transformation. She knows from her experience that no matter where you are at right now, you can transform your parenting and the use of ensuing challenges to become an even happier, more successful person in every way. For over 12 years, Jacqueline has been a parenting coach, writer, and educator. And in 2010, she created The Great Parenting Show. And since then, she's interviewed over 125 parenting-related experts, some of which include Dr. John Gray, Lisa Nichols, Marie Diamond, Neil Donald Walsh, and Dr. Bruce Lipton, and almost every parenting topic that's out there. The GPS online community has an international audience of tens of thousands of parents, all committed to getting the support and information they need to be the best possible parents while enjoying the journey. Jacqueline, thank you for being here and welcome to the show.
Oh, my pleasure, Julie. I'm just delighted that you and I are very much kindred spirits on this parenting journey. And I know that so many parents out there have that, you know, same passion that we want to be the best parents possible. And it's fantastic that you have made this radio show possible for all of your listeners.
Yeah, great. I just enjoy doing it. And I enjoy speaking to people like you that really are here to share their story. So why don't you start out by sharing a little bit of your background so our listeners could get to know more about you?
Well, sure. I am really honored to be doing this work. And you know, after years and years of listening to different people say I was divinely inspired to do what I'm doing, I had that same experience. That last November, I was driving down the road and literally had been speaking with one of my dear friends, who's the author of the Thank You for Leaving Me book, Farhana Dalla, and got off the phone with Farhana, and all of a sudden the title, Strong Enough to Stay, just was sent to me. And I realized that after years, I've been very aware for years that my biggest parenting issue has been the co-parenting piece. And as soon as, you know, that title came to my mind, one of the many thoughts I had is, oh my goodness, like, how can I write that story? Because I'm with my partner, I'm with my husband, how's that going to work? Because, you know, it's very always delicate when we're sharing our story, how to do so in a way that we're still honoring and respecting our partner's story. And then very quickly, within a matter of minutes, I realized, oh my goodness, I meant to write our story. And, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, but our story really is one, I feel, of moving to like the third stage of the feminine, that the first stage in many cases, and some different instructors talk about this, including Satya and Raja, that the first stage was where women stayed. No matter what, we were taught to stay. And didn't matter how bad our relationship was, we stayed. If nothing else, we stayed till the kids were gone at a minimum, and we just hung in there. Didn't really change anything, didn't improve our marriages, just sucked it up and stayed. And I think it's a wonderful thing that we got to the second stage, which was when we became strong enough to leave. But I think that we are now over, beyond the point where we're ready to be strong enough to stay. And my story, absolutely, part of what happened is I had been sharing with Farhana, and she said, wow, you never talk about this stuff. But I'd been sharing with her some of the real depths of pain and challenge that I went through and that my husband went through in order to hang in there for the kids, that we really were motivated to make this marriage work because of the kids. And I feel so profoundly grateful because the gifts to me from being strong enough to stay have been absolutely profound. And for my children, I have been so clear at so many junctures that separating could have really trashed their lives and really caused them serious pain. And so with that painful motivation, there have been times where I was desperate to leave and wanted nothing better to leave, but I found the strength to stay, and now that is my message that I need to explain to other people, because we're often taught that the strong, independent, career woman is strong enough to leave, but I really feel that we're at the stage where more and more of us are being called to be strong enough to stay and to work things out.
I really, really love that message. And as a former teacher, and when we come back from the break, I want to talk a little bit about this. As a former teacher, I have seen the effects that divorce can have. And I want to touch on that and how rewarding it really can be to stay, and what it takes from within to really stay and strengthen the marriage. So we're going to take a short break. Everyone, you're listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Stay with us. We'll be back in a few.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
We're back on Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. My guest today is parenting expert Jacqueline Green, who's talking to us about the issue of divorce and marriage, and she's looking at this issue from a different perspective than what we usually hear experts give advice on, which is to leave your marriage if you aren't happy. However, Jacqueline is saying that being strong enough to stay is something that could often be a hugely rewarding and powerful choice that can have a positive impact on the entire family. But before we continue with our discussion, Jacqueline, can you give your contact information to our listeners?
Sure. I actually have just started speaking on the subject Strong Enough to Stay, so I don't have a website set up for that yet, but my main website is greatparentingshow.com. It's a great place. If you sign up for my list there, you'll hear about anything that I'm doing upcoming, you know, including you'll get the replay link to this interview. And if you send an email, the best place to email is support@greatparentingshow.com. My wonderful executive assistant, Denise, will see any emails that you send there.
Great, great. So, Jacqueline, as a former high school teacher, you know, I know firsthand the mess that a divorce can have on the kids and the entire family. And as a teacher, it was often so frustrating of an issue because, you know, as an educator that wants the best for the student, you're dealing, often we had to deal with speaking with two parents when there was a divorce that have such opposing views on their child's situations in school. And many times as the teacher, when we were required to speak to both mom and dad about the issues, clearly the parents were at odds about how to handle certain situations. And being the teacher that had we would hear the bashing of the other parent. And it was so disheartening because, you know, it was about the kid, but when the parents were speaking, if there was a lot of resentment and anger and blame there, it wasn't about the kid. It was really about blaming one another. So can you speak a little bit about the co-parenting mess and, you know, the effects that this has on kids?
Yeah, absolutely. And as you're saying that, you know, again, I'm so grateful for the clarity I got when the kids were young that no question, Rob and I would have been that couple. And one of the many things I think people need to think about, and that, you know, no one talks about, if you can't co-parent well when you're together, when at least you've got some, you know, incentive to try and work together because you've got to pass each other in the hallways, so you're trying to be a little bit more pleasant to each other, it's not going to get better when you separate. And I totally get that when you're in that position, when your partner seems like they're just being a jerk, you know, I've been there, done that. I totally get how painful it can be to think you have to stay with that person. But you have actually so much power to transform things. And if you do separate, you really, in terms of, I don't have any of the stats right off the tip of my head, but all of us can think of people we know who have delightful kids. Well, it's crazy. My son is about to go on a year-long exchange overseas, and anecdotally, we're noticing that the majority of people that we know of whose kids have gone have been together, and the majority of people we know whose kids have gone and succeeded the parents are still intact. There's all sorts of situations where we notice, you know, whether it's band or drama camps or sports things, the kids whose parents are together thrive at a completely different level. The kids whose parents are separated often, unfortunately, if you get into all the what happens in terms of developmental psychology, when parents are fighting, kids actually end up in a situation where not only are they not able to attach to the one parent that you're potentially hacking at and potentially having the fight with, and you know, if you're frustrated the dad's not involved and you're making snide comments about him, what will happen psychologically is your child will be left in a situation where they often will distance from you as well. So the whole incidences of peer orientation, of kids who are raising themselves, your chances, no matter how dedicated and wonderful you are as a parent, if you're in a bitter divorce or bitter separation, chances are very good that your kids will have no choice than to distance from you as well. And so all of a sudden, your child lost both parents. It's phenomenally, it's devastating.
Yeah, and I've seen so many different things that come out of divorces as a result. A lot of times kids think, well, you know, they didn't love me enough to stay. So kids internalize it and make it about them. They divorced me because, you know, they were fighting about me all the time. It's my fault. Or they might believe that, you know, because your child is both of you. And when you're talking bad things about the mother or the father, they say, well, that's my mom, that's me, or that's my dad. So that means I'm an idiot or I'm stupid as well. And it really erodes their sense of self and who they are. And the things that they would do to get attention from either parent and play parents against one another, it really, really, you know, at the high school level, a lot of times it was very dangerous. The things that they were engaging in to get the attention of parents. So,
absolutely.
You know,
and Julie, just to say something about the high school level too, is that inevitably we see that kids tend to go to live with the laxer parents. So, as a mom, one of my many truths has been one that many women relate to is that I certainly can be much more the disciplinarian in terms of much more concerned about character development, much more concerned about, you know, chores and things like that. Yet, if I had separated from my husband, I could have kept, you know, exactly the rules I wanted or exactly parented the way I wanted to in my home. But by the time our children get to be teens, very often our children will choose not to even live with the parent who's got the more structure, the you know, in my sense, I felt like I was the better parent because I had more rules, but I could have lost the ability to set any rules and instead had my child living with the parent who had less rules, right? And that's just such a loss of control and a loss of a valuable perspective. It's much better if you can find ways to work with your partner. And I do think I need to share here pretty quick that, you know, my husband and I really had real lows. It's not like we just had some philosophical disagreements. The fact of the matter is, at our absolute worst, when neither one of us knew how to communicate assertively and to work through things in such a way that the other person could hear us and that type of thing. You know, at my absolute worst, we were in a situation where my husband had started to rage because he was very unhappy about what was going on and didn't know how to bring it up. So he would come home, go out and have some drinks with the boys, come home, be mad as soon as he walked in the door and thought about all the things that weren't working and all the ways I was being unreasonable. And he was right. I actually was very unreasonable and very demanding and not recognizing what he was doing and not allowing him a say in the relationship. So there was lots I was doing wrong. But he was also, like me, not finding good ways to solve his problems. So it's so ironic because one of his issues was that he was concerned because he would hear me raging at the kids. I would phone them up and say, I'm so mad, you know, and I was really having issues that way. And ironically enough, he would then come home sometimes and rage at me. And so at our absolute lowest, I left and went to a woman's shelter for a week because he had only blown up physically a couple times, never hit me, but the writing was on the wall that things were not heading a good place. And although I totally understand why he was so shocked that I went to a woman's shelter, the fact of the matter is he was getting violent to things around me, and we were really in a horrible, horrible place. So when I say we could have been that horrific couple who used their every situation to tell the world how awful the other spouse was, we absolutely could have been that couple, and we really did, you know, hit some pretty low lows.
Wow. You know, I so appreciate you coming on here. And speaking of this, this isn't easy. It can't be easy to speak about this, but this is something that so many of us deal with. And when we come back, I really want you to speak of, I mean, if you could come back from something like this, many of us can really go within and find it within us to change things, to really work on ourselves for the more rewarding piece at the end, which is, you know, reconciling our differences and really being there for ourselves and our families to create a strong family unit. And I want you to talk about how you were able to get to that place. So
absolutely, I'd love to.
We will take a couple minutes and break, and we'll come back with my guest, Jacqueline Green. You're listening to Teaching from the Heart on the Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned, everyone.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Welcome back to the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This is Julie Kleinhans, host of Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay, and we are back with my amazing guest, Jacqueline Green, host of The Great Parenting Show. And before break, she was sharing her heartfelt story of being at the lowest point in her marriage, where she actually left for a week and stayed in a women's shelter before coming back to bring the marriage back together and work on it, to make it work. The basis of her discussion today with me is being strong enough to stay. So Jacqueline, can you talk a little bit about how you took this lowest point in your marriage and turned it around to what it is today?
Yeah, I would love to. I'm sure that people hearing that, it might even shift your perspective of who I am, and it shouldn't, because the truth of the matter is I was a young professional woman. I, you know, had very great skills in terms of, you know, I was a public speaker. I was very competent, and I just would not have come across to you as inassertive. I would not have come across to you as someone who you'd never dream. I never dreamt that I'd end up in a woman's shelter, ever. That was just, it was like a twilight zone for both me and very much for my husband as well. But what I came to find, and what I feel that we do without meaning to, because our society really does hold up the idea of strong enough to leave much more than strong enough to stay, that what I didn't realize was that all my life, really, I had been running from conflict. When I look back on it, as I learned to work through things with Rob, and as both of us learned to become assertive and not aggressive, you know, we had our different ways of being aggressive, but no question, I handled conflict often aggressively in the past. And I had a series, basically, whenever I'd get to a point in a relationship with a guy that there was some conflict, I just broke it off and moved on. And the same with jobs, actually. I had left, you know, a number of different positions and just moved. And, of course, it could always be seen as a upward move up the corporate ladder. But the truth of the matter is, every single job that I had, I got to a certain point where there was some conflict happening, and I didn't know how to assertively bring things up. And I see this all of the time, where we get upset with someone else instead of just calmly and gently saying to someone, hey, you know, I really would like it if we did X, or hey, it really bothers me when you do whatever. We have a huge issue with conflict in our culture, and we have many models for being aggressive. So I went, prior to getting to the point of walking out the door, but when things were really starting to go sideways for us, I started attending Al-Anon. My grandparents on the one side were definitely alcoholics, and that profoundly affected my father. And so as a teen, for a period of time, I went to Alateen. So when things started going sideways and there was drinking was a trigger for my husband, although he certainly is not an alcoholic, and at the time I wasn't clear what he was, but I was clear that his drinking was causing me issues, I started going to Al-Anon, and it was fascinating because one of the first things they said is, if you find yourself being a doormat, get up off the floor. And I thought, like, that doesn't fit for me at all. But what did fit for me is that I felt like I was being mistreated and not respected. So I kept hearing what they're saying, and their profound message, too, was, look at yourself. If you are in a dysfunctional relationship, that can't happen if you are fully functional. And if you shift your dance, your partner will have to shift too. So it's a profoundly powerful message, and I'm so deeply grateful for Al-Anon for that teaching. And I went for a number of years. Interestingly enough, in the short term, it caused issues because Rob felt like I was there pointing fingers at him. And, of course, we live in a small town, so even though I was discreet and the organization's discreet, his perception was people would know, and he felt like I was sitting in the meetings saying what a jerk he was. And certainly at times I was, because of my mental health levels, my understanding levels. Certainly some of the time I was sitting there blaming him. But over and over people would say to me, you know, if you point your fingers at someone, you literally have three fingers pointing back at you. One is pointing at them, three fingers are pointing back at you. Look at your issues. Look at how you're contributing. And it was just profound. I also want to just add, the whole strong enough to stay idea, what I think is so powerful is because I see how strong he was to stay too. That it was both of us being strong enough to stay, because both of us could have said, forget it. You are such a jerk. You're such a horrible person to live with. I'm going to leave you. But we both thought that we absolutely owed it to our children to make this work, or at least get to a better place in our marriage. And another point, I actually do believe that there's a new way of hanging in there until your kids are gone, and that in some cases it actually makes sense to stay and work on it as hard as you can until your kids are gone. And if you can't make it, if at that point you really can't see a future, fine, walk away. But, you know, obviously if you're in an abusive situation, there are times where you do need to be strong enough to leave. No question. But then to be able to sit down and figure out if you can get some ground rules in place so that you can move forward and try again, that can be the most powerful thing that you could ever do.
Oh, I certainly agree. And, you know, like you were saying, working through it, especially while the kids are still there with you, it shows them perseverance and what that means.
Absolutely.
And it really, really, because what I see with so many young people today is they give up on things, you know, whether it's relationships, goals, whatever it is that they want to create for themselves, they don't have that perseverance, because if it gets too difficult, I'm out. And they never
Absolutely,
get that full satisfaction of creating something so wonderful that they worked on in their life. And that comes from perseverance.
Yeah, Julie, then I would like to jump in and add, because what actually happened then for Rob and I is we had a number of years where things were dramatically better and really well. It was like second honeymoon. We were doing fantastic. Then we got involved in rental real estate. We got ourselves into a crazy, horrendous situation that we're still digging out from, where we bought a $2 million apartment building and things went south in so many different ways, including one of the partners walking from the project, which drove it into foreclosure briefly. Well, not that briefly, three quarters of a year. You know, phenomenally challenging. The building and turn things around, but it was really, really challenging. So we found ourselves actually back in challenges because, of course, financial stress is the worst thing for relationships. So we found ourselves really back in dire straits again about a year ago. And we had been there for a couple of years, but about a year ago, we looked at each other and realized that our kids weren't as assertive as we wanted them to be. And we realized, oh my goodness, we're not modeling it. We're back to an acrimonious situation where really we're cohabitating, but we're pretty ticked off at each other a lot of the time. We're not using our respectful words with each other. And that was a real turning point for us because, again, we were at another point where we could happily have separated. We were pretty sick and tired of living through our financial mess and definitely having blame moments with each other. And looking and realizing that the only way our kids were going to be the fully developed human beings that we knew that they're capable of was if we started modeling again how to be assertive and respectful. And that started a dramatic shift again in our relationship. And now I guess we're on our third honeymoon, which is excellent.
And I feel like when you go through the issues, you're always hitting it at a higher level, and you have more wisdom than the first time when it came up, and more strength to do it in a way that's more dignified. And you learn so much every time you go through something that brings you to a higher level of awareness.
Indeed.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that I really find is that, you know, the law of reflection is always, is so real. And when we do work on our inner issues, it's going to be reflected back to us in our experiences with our partner. And if we're really, really committed to doing that inner work, there really is not any outer obstacle, if we're committed to it, that we can't overcome.
I agree. And, you know, one of the many concepts that was helpful, I'm an avid learner, and I have benefited so greatly from so many different relationship experts. And one of the concepts that was so helpful to me was Alison Armstrong's frog farming concept. And she talks about how some of us are taught from our parents, from our mothers, how to be basically prince farmers, how to take that prince who shows up in front of us and continue to build and support him in such a way that he just shines. And others of us, without meaning to, are frog farmers. And I definitely come from a line of frog farmers, great women, and they learn from their moms. And it's not like, you know, they chose to be frog farmers. But the fact of the matter is, one of the many motivations I've had to work on things is I want to be a prince farmer. I want to be someone who takes a wonderful guy and helps him to be even more wonderful. I don't want to be a frog farmer. And it's not like I could leave, you know, when I perceived I was with a frog. It's not like leaving him was going to make the difference, because my husband is an amazing man. Mm. And yet when I was in my worst times, I didn't see that.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. I want to just stop you right there. We need to put a break, and we're going to come back and talk more about this, being strong enough to stay. Stay tuned, everyone.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Do you play enough in your life? What if play and the absolutely ridiculous were the place that creativity and your brilliance hide out? Did you know that laughter and play are the elements of change? Let's unleash the playful creative you. Join Brenda St. Louis on November 20th at 6 p.m. Pacific for a free telecall, a play date with the ridiculous. This is the beginning of a 6 play dates with the ridiculous series. Sign up now at knowthatyouknow.com/playdate. Get your silly on and register now.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Are you struggling through difficult times? During these times of change, many of us need tools and support to help us get through. Julie Kleinhans is the host of the hit radio show, Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay, and is a world-renowned life coach. Many of us are worrying about what will happen to our jobs, our homes, and to our lives. This is why Julie is offering a 40% discount through January 31st of 2013 to support you and your family through these difficult times. She'll teach you how to use energy tools that will help you relieve the stress and anxiety in your life. Julie is donating the net proceeds to victims of Superstorm Sandy through the organization All Hands Volunteers, a U.S.-based nonprofit dedicated to empowering disaster relief volunteers and rebuilding communities. Please call Julie at 516-639-8042, 516-639-8042, or email julie at mindfocusgeneration.com for more details and to schedule a session.
We're back on Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay, and I really want to give you a little quick opportunity for you to reach out to me with your son or daughter. I'm actually doing a very special Pay It Forward project where I'm helping relief efforts for Hurricane Sandy victims. I live on Long Island, New York, and I know the need is real. So I decided the best way I can pay it forward is to offer sessions to people that anyone that would really like support, mentoring, or direction in any area of their life, and donate those proceeds from the session to All Hands Relief. This way, the client that works with me gets something from the session, real tools, energy tools, to support you in practical ways to help alleviate any stress, anxiety, or fear. And you can easily teach these tools to your kids or have your kids learn directly from me. And it also helps all of those people that are really working to rebuild their lives. So if you're interested in having a session with me at a 40% discount, it is now through the end of the month, January 31st, you can email me, julie at mindfocusgeneration.com. Just put Sandy's session in the subject line, and I would be delighted to help you out and pay it forward to those in need. So we are back finishing up our discussion with Jacqueline Green, host of Great Parenting Show, and we were talking about the frog farmer and the prince farmer right before break. And Jacqueline, can you touch upon how we as women can really help to have our husbands shine and be the hero in our relationships?
Well, sure. Another one of the concepts that Alison Armstrong and others talk about is the whole concept. Well, Dr. John Gray, who I interviewed last fall, is another one who talks about how important it is for our men to win. And when our men perceive that they can win with us, and oftentimes, you know, that's little wins that build up to be bigger ones, but when they've got that concept that they can win with us, they will go to the moon and back. And one of the things that I and making sure it shines really clearly through my book is what a hero my husband is. Because this financial mess we got into, most people would have just declared bankruptcy and walked away from. We've had professional after professional, including the lawyers who helped us through this whole foreclosure mess, say they've never seen other people go through this. People walk away. They don't go through, they don't continue to slog through these mountains of well, in this case, of debt incurred by, you know, the partners not carrying their weight and on the building project going sideways in the first place and being worth less than we owed on it. He's such a hero, and yet if he didn't get the message that he could win. I mean, he actually slogged through even when he wasn't getting that message. But when he gets the message that he can win, like all men, he just shines, and he's willing to do, you know, the crazy little things that I want done that don't make sense to him, because men are not, you know, as crazy about kids doing chores or housework or those different things. But when they get that sense that they can win, they will do all those extra little things for us, and it's so gratifying. And something we don't have time to talk about, and I won't go into detail, but another thing that was really powerful is just realizing that sex is a powerful bonding thing, and that bonding mechanism. And again, like, that's another way that we can help our guys to win. It's something that we as women actually really need as well. And as Alison Armstrong says, we need that. We need what sex does for us. So thank goodness that guys have this higher drive for sex, because it helps get us to realize that it is important. So, yeah, it's just very, very important that we find lots of ways to help our guy win, and that we really work on keeping the criticism and the disapproval and that at bay, and just let them win so that they find ways to do what we want instead of criticizing them for all the things they aren't doing.
Right. And, you know, we have a couple minutes left here, and I want you to talk about, of course, where our listeners can find you, and a little bit about mood management too, so and how this plays into everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I feel, and I've heard Dr. John Gray talk about this as well, about how important it is for us as women to manage our own moods. That I heard him say 90% of our happiness is our job. That even though our guys can and will climb mountains for us to make us happy, the fact of the matter is, if you are like I was, that, you know, I had clinical depression. 3 different times I got clinically depressed, went on antidepressants briefly twice, and thank goodness learned to do cognitive behavioral therapy. It's Dr. David Burns is the one of the most widely known teachers on how to do CBT. And there's many other methods, so, you know, the Byron Katie's The Work is really powerful. There's lots of different ways of working on your mood. But mm-hmm. the fact of the matter is, if you take responsibility when you have that thought, oh, he's such a jerk, I should leave him, there are things you can do to work with that thought to find a more powerful, empowering thought. And when you do, your physiology changes. Depression comes from the negative thoughts cause a chemical change in our body. And if we're having depressed thought after depressed thought, we'll be depressed. It is phenomenal how both times I was clinically depressed, I was off antidepressants within 6 weeks. My rage issues, anxiety, all of those can be dealt with through whatever works for you. But in my case, CBT worked really powerful. And then later I worked on The Work with Byron Katie's.
Yeah, there's always a way to find whatever type of therapy works for you. There's so many out there, but the important message is that you can be in control of your moods. You can change it, and beautiful things are on the other side of that. So, Jacqueline, thank you so much. One more time, please let our listeners know where they could find you, where they could find your work, and get in connection with you.
Yeah, sure. The best place to go is greatparentingshow.com. At the moment, my Strong Enough to Stay, I do have that website, strongenoughtostay.com, but I don't have anything up there yet. You also can email me at support@greatparentingshow.com. And yeah, when you opt into my list, it's a great way to just hear about whatever I'm doing, whatever interviews. I do have a great interview coming up on the Art of Love series as well, and lots of exciting things going. And I'd love to also say, go to facebook.com/greatparentingshow and let me know your thoughts and what your experiences of being strong enough to stay are.
Oh, I love it. And thank you just for such a deep, heartfelt story. Thanks for coming here, being vulnerable, Jacqueline, sharing it with all of us because it means so much. So many women are going through what you've been through, and I know that they appreciate it. I know that I have in my own life, in my own marriage, appreciate what you have to say. It really is something that I take to my heart, and so I've very, very much thank you and appreciate your work and your message.
Well, my pleasure, Julie, as I know I've shared with you that this just has been what I know I'm meant to teach in the world and meant to share in the world. And I know each of us has to make the decision about what makes sense for us, but I think if we talk about how strength is required sometimes to stay and how important it is, more and more people will make that choice.
I absolutely agree. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. You're listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. Thank you to my very special guest, Ms. Jacqueline Green, host of The Great Parenting Show. Please visit her website and find out more about her work. I'm here every Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 Central, 6 Pacific Time. Next week on Teaching from the Heart, I'll have parenting expert Ashley Ryan, who has great information on how to balance life as a busy mom. You don't want to miss it. I'll see you back here the same time, same place. Everybody, have a wonderful week. Create great things for yourself and your family.
You've been listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. Heartfelt learning, transforming young lives. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay and how heartfelt learning is transforming young lives, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.